When the Academy's new retail manager, Marilyn Mack, was hired just a month ago, her boss told her about a concept for a pop-up shop. It would be a little storefront along Germantown Avenue in Chestnut Hill, just for the holiday season, to sell gifts and art.
In my mind, I thought it would be, you know, something very small and creative and feature some of the student art. So when I walked into this 3,500 square foot space, I was delighted.
The space is three times larger than expected, thanks to a generous trustee who happens to be in the real estate business. The extra space will allow PAFA to give the people of Chestnut Hill a taste of what it has been doing in Center City for two centuries. Teach art classes, give lectures, and display art. If they like it, they might visit the main campus downtown. PAFA Vice President James Gaddy says what had started as an idea to simply capitalize on the holiday season expanded into rethinking how the nation's oldest art school attracts future patrons and students.
You know, I think that's a larger question, right? What is the future of museums? How do museums sustain themselves? We have the luxury of being one of the country's few remaining art schools and museums. So we're not only displaying art, we're also, you know, teaching the next generation of artists, and we're really impacting that future of American art in particular.
One of Gaddy's immediate concerns is how to win the support of his retail neighbors on Germantown Avenue. He says everybody likes PAFA's two-hour drop-in art classes for children. It will allow parents to leave their kids behind while they shop up and down the avenue. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.